This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Well, you were celebrating the birth of our country. Some on the left were bemoaning its very existence. Vox.com commemorated Independence Day with a piece entitled Three Reasons the American Revolution Was a Mistake. Progressives despise Donald Trump so much they've begun to dislike the country that elected him. Hate has clouded their vision and distorted their values completely. For generations, for example, liberals championed free speech and privacy and due process. Now they lead the charge against civil liberties and all who dare to defend them. Alan Dershowitz has been a liberal icon for 50 years, a stalwart defender of civil liberties. Just this morning, he was denounced by the left as an agent of the Kremlin, of Vladimir Putin himself. His crime? Suggesting that the president might also be protected by the Bill of Rights, just like everybody else. Not allowed. Professor Dershowitz joins us in just a minute to explain what happened to him. Meanwhile, signs of growing extremism in this country on the left are everywhere. Just yesterday, a Congolese immigrant shut down the Statue of Liberty, our Statue of Liberty, to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies. The left applauded that. But take three steps back and think about what you're watching right here. Congo is a war-ravaged hellscape, a country noted for mass rape and cannibalism. Imagine escaping a country like that and being welcomed in our country, the United States. You'd be grateful, wouldn't you? Many Congolese are grateful. This person is not grateful at all. She took over one of our monuments to scream about how racist we are, and progressives support her. They have gone insane. On MSNBC, New York Times columnist Michelle Goldberg explained that 81-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy somehow betrayed America by daring to retire from the Supreme Court. Watch this.
This is Kennedy betraying the country. The Democrats could have done very little.
He's 30 years. He's not betraying the country.
He has an obligation to not
let
Trump.
Why do you have to demean people in that?
Because they have a valid point to make.
You don't need.
Retiring at 81 is betrayal because it's inconvenient to their political plans. And then there's this, yet more casual racism from MSNBC. Notice how it's just assumed that there's something distasteful or even immoral about hiring someone of a specific race and gender. The left used to believe in judging people on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin. That seems like ancient history now. Watch.
For the president, it's going to be all about the personal connection, who he feels comfortable with in the moment.
So you're saying he's going to pick the man, the white man. 90% of Donald Trump's elections for U.S. attorneys and federal judges were white men.
What happened to liberals? Well, a lot of things. One, they lost power, and that drove them off the deep end. They plan to get their power back, no matter what it takes. A new book by Professor David Ferris is called It's Time to Fight Dirty, and it explains how the left plans to do it. Here's the summary of the book from Politico. Quote, grant statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico and break California into seven with the goal of adding 16 new Democrats to the Senate. Expand the Supreme Court and the federal courts, packing them with liberal judges. Move to multi-member House districts to roll back the effects of partisan gerrymandering. Pass a new Voting Rights Act, including nationwide automatic voter registration, felon enfranchisement, and an end to voter ID laws. Grant citizenship to millions of undocumented immigrants, creating a host of new Democratic-leaning voters. As Ferris puts it in the book, quote, Republicans have always feared that immigration would change the character of American society. Democrats should reward them with their very worst nightmare. Remember that paragraph. It is the blueprint for what we're about to see. They're going to tell you it's about civil rights or some other principle they pretend to care about, but they're lying. It's about seizing power and holding it. That's their only aim. They're deadly serious about it. Well, you were grilling in the backyard last night. They were plotting, in effect, a coup.
Well, it's exactly what's been going on. I remember when Jerome Corsi first mentioned the coup word, the C word, regarding Donald Trump. A bit shocking for many of you, but what we are finding out more and more in light of the exposure and understanding, deeper understanding, of what happened and what's been happening with the FBI. I don't know what else to call it but an attempted coup. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Can you imagine if we're back on track what this country would look like? I think $21 trillion in debt may not all go away, but at least it might be a little bit more manageable, and I think people would be all the happier. I mean, even right now, with the minor adjustments that have been made in the 500-plus days of this administration, things are looking up, but then suddenly we're at a trade war. So, oh, what fun it is. And we're going to break that down a little bit more with our next guest, Dr. Michael Busler, who joins us. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. We're waiting for him. Featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZet, and Townhall.com. So get your number two Ticonderoga pencils, your legal pads. Get ready to take notes. There will be a test after this. Just kidding. But we're going to talk about the trade wars, oil surges, online sale taxes. You know, are things starting to line up in such a way that we should be prepared for that could be good and bad? Well, you know, we'll look to Michael Busler for all the details here in just a few moments when we so connect with him. But meanwhile, as we're waiting for him, let me remind you, if you want more information on the show here, go to BillMartinezLive.com. There's an app right there. You can listen to all 3 hours of the show at your convenience, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, by the way, congratulations to all of you that won those DVDs, I Can Only Imagine, and Samson. And I appreciate the emails of thanks. Hey, it is our pleasure. As you know, on this show, we are givers. And so when things come our way, we just pay it forward and enjoy the movies and pray that they would be an absolute blessing for you. So Dr. Michael Busler joins us now. As I mentioned, he's a public policy analyst. And so he knows all this stuff, and he's going to calm the waters regarding the trade war that officially got underway last night with China. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hello,
Michael. Are we connected here? Or are we just a little bit late? Okay, excellent. Good to have you here. Our audience is standing ready for you, Professor. They've got their number two Ticonderoga pencils, legal pads. They're taking notes because I told them a test would follow. So let's break this down. The trade war with China officially got underway, late last night. So what can we expect, and what do we need to keep our eyes open for?
Okay, so here's the thing. Virtually every economist has concluded a favor of free trade.
Okay. All right. Hey, Michael, let's do this because we got a bad connection, and you're what you have to share is so critical. And all our experts, when we bring them on, so it's important. So let's try and reconnect here. I'm going to have the studio reconnect with you. And if we're on a cell phone, that we can, get you in a place where we've got strong reception. Brad, go ahead and do that, and we'll we'll pad for more time. You know, the doctor writes, says you can try and play down a trade war with China. You can brush off the impact of rising oil prices on corporate earnings. But if you're in the business of making economic predictions, it has become very difficult to disregard an important signal from the bond market. Okay, so we've reconnected with Dr. Michael Bussler.
Okay.
Oh, there you are. Brilliant. Okay, much better.
Great.
All right, so again, tell us what we can expect. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so virtually every economist, me included, favors free trade. And the reason is very simple. Free trade benefits both trading partners. For instance, the U.S. has a perfect climate for growing wheat, and we're very efficient at growing wheat. We're not so good at growing coffee. We try to grow coffee. We'd use a lot of resources, not get much. A country in South America, like Colombia, great for growing coffee. They try to grow wheat. They're not going to get much. So what happens? The U.S. grows the wheat. Colombia grows the coffee. We trade. Everybody ends up better off. So most, practically every economist and President Trump favors free trade. The thing is, the trade agreements have to be fair.
Exactly. Free and fair. Exactly. Right.
Free and fair. Now, what are some of the problems? Well, with the agreement we have with the European Union, if they make a car in Germany or Italy or France, sell it in the U.S., we put a 2.5% tariff. If the Americans make a car and sell it in Europe, they put a 10% tariff. So as a result, we sell less cars to them, buy more from them. We get a negative balance of trade, so our money flows out of the country to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars per year. A lot of past presidents, the last two or three, have said they would address this, and they didn't do anything. President Trump is not a politician. He's a business person. A business person looks at a problem and tries to resolve it, confront it, and resolve it as quickly as possible. Politicians may take a little time to do things. So what President Trump wants to do, his ultimate goal is to have no tariffs on anything for anybody.
Right.
Politically, I don't think he'll ever achieve that, but that's what the goal is. Right now, he wants to fix the imbalance in trade. So he's trying to bring our partners to the table to discuss this. They're a little reluctant to come to the table because they have a favorable position now.
Exactly.
So President Trump, like any business person, would create a sense of urgency. So what he's doing is putting on tariffs that will end up hurting our trading partners more than they'll hurt us. His idea is that we'll bring them to the table, and he says they're already coming to the table, bring them to the table to resolve this, and let's get everybody playing on an even keel.
Exactly.
Even with the deal we have with NAFTA between Canada and Mexico, when that was signed in 94, the U.S. was in a very strong economic position relative to Canada and Mexico, so we ended up giving them favorable treatment. An analysis would be, if we were playing baseball and U.S. got three outs per inning, we say, look, we want to help Canada. We're going to give you four outs every inning.
Right.
Well, after 4 or 5 years go by, we realize we're losing every baseball game. So President Trump met with Trudeau at the G7, said, listen, we're not giving you four outs per inning anymore. You're only going to get three like we get. He, I thought, agreed to that when he spoke to Trump. Then he went back to his constituents, and they said, hey, if you do that, the dairy industry said, you can't take the 270% tariff we put on American dairy products off because it's going to hurt us. So Ben Trudeau changed his position. In the long term, my view is this trade war will not escalate. It will bring everybody to the table, hopefully as soon as possible. I will end up confronting the situation, getting free and fair trade so that we don't have a negative balance of trade and have hundreds of billions of dollars flowing out of the country. There may be some short-term pain. It's going to be a long-term gain.
Yeah, I agree with your perspective, and this is what we've been saying in speaking with other experts that have run the entire gamut here, Michael. You know, for people who are business people, we negotiate. This is the way it goes. You know, it gets a bit uncomfortable early on, but you get on the other side and you come up with a win-win proposition. And a win-win proposition, I think in the spirit of what the president said earlier at the G7, is, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have any tariffs at all? What do you think about us dropping all tariffs? know, things suddenly became silent because, as you said, hey, look, we've been used to getting four outs every inning. And, you know, like anything, you can give it to us, but, you know, just don't take it away. That's a little bit of the rub right now. We're going to talk more about that with Dr. Michael Busler. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like It's Fresh and Independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we come together in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. You know, people were so nervous when there was the initial talks and subsequent talks of the trade war that now, I guess, is officially underway. And we're going to see more and more what that looks like. Of course, you know, Harley Davidson, I guess they felt like they didn't have the wherewithal to withstand much of a loss. So they made some move quick to, you know, ameliorate the potential costs of a trade war. You can't blame them. I mean, this is the free market system. And, you know, maybe some people, their feelings may have gotten hurt. And, of course, the media loved it because suddenly it made Donald Trump look bad. But in the long run, I believe that this is going to be a brilliant move that this president has decided to make. One that previous presidents, as our guest, Dr. Michael Bussler, pointed out, you know, said, hey, this is what we're going to do. And Donald Trump, not being the politician, just a businessman, if he says he's going to do something, he's done it. And look at all the promises that he has fulfilled in his first 500 plus dates, days of his administration. Dr. Bussler, yes, you know, you point out we got a little bit of pain to go through here as we get through these negotiations. But I got to think the other side, you know, this is shared pain right now so that we can get together and work this out on the bargaining table, right?
Yes. Exactly. And, you know, Trump was very strategic in what he did. Mm-hmm. He placed tariffs on intermediate goods, steel, aluminum, which are used to make other goods. So if there's, I don't know, 10% steel in a car and you raise the price of steel 25%, it's only going to affect the price of the car 2 or 3%.
Exactly.
When and the other thing is by putting the tariff on steel and foreign steel gets more expensive, now we have the ability to make our own steel, and now that the foreign steel is so expensive, we can now make our own steel. So again, it'll help the steel industry, the consumer will feel it a little bit. Conversely, when China fought back, they put tariffs on food, which are consumer products. Mm-hmm. So if they put a 25% tariff, the whole 25% gets passed on to consumers, most likely. And now their consumers are paying more for food. They don't have the ability to grow the food that Americans can grow. And as a result, this is going to end up hurting them much more than it hurts us. Their economy relies on exporting hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods to the U.S. every year. If we start eliminating or minimizing how much they can export to us by putting on the tariffs in the short term, it's going to hurt them more than us. China's economy is built on a huge amount of debt. Mm-hmm. If they start seeing slow growth in their economy because they're not selling to the U.S. anymore, mm-hmm. it will hurt them. And Trump is reasoning that that will bring them to the bargaining table quickly, and we can get this thing resolved so we have free trade that's fair to everybody.
Exactly. And it's not like China is just so strong that they can sustain this for, I mean, there's already cracks in the armor that they're having to deal with right now in terms of being overextended. So, you know, they can't mess with this too long. The other thing that you bring out here, Michael, and this is something the president enunciated as well, is this is a national security issue, especially when we talk about steel and aluminum. I mean, yeah. God forbid that we do go to war. We're going to count on somebody else to produce these critical items for, you know, military equipment. I don't think so.
Can't do it. You know, part of the reason, too, China doesn't really play fair. So what does that mean? So if you're looking at the exchange rate between the dollar and the euro or the pound or the Chinese yuan, the exchange rate fluctuates based on a number of economic conditions, and that makes free trade work. Mm-hmm. China, on the other hand, sets their exchange rate, not what the market wants, what they decide to set it. As a result, their currency becomes very inexpensive, and our currency becomes expensive for them, again, further hurting a lot of our industries. You may recall during 2012 when Mitt Romney was running for president, and even Obama agreed with this. He said, look, we're going to have to confront China about currency manipulation.
Now,
that was 6 years ago, and nobody did anything. Trump is not going to kick the can down the road. If there's a problem, he's a business person. He'll confront the problem, create a sense of urgency so everybody comes to the table, and let's get the problem solved once and for all.
Main Street America has been complaining things have not been fair for a long time. I remember a conversation with then Governor Huckabee, who was an aspiring presidential candidate, and we talked about this specific issue about, you know, free trade being unfair trade. You know, and so this has been going on long enough, but we have a president now who's on behalf of the American people, is looking out for our interests, and thank God for that. You know, so all these things, currency manipulation, you also have oil surges. OPEC has been playing their games, and here America, for the first time, Michael, in our lifetime, I mean, we really have an opportunity to become energy independent and be energy dominant to where we're exporting more than we're importing.
Yes, that's you're right. That's the first time in history that that's occurred. That's a result of new technologies to be able to get the oil out of the ground. And it's also a result of President Trump taking off a lot of the burdensome regulations and the restrictions that have been put on business in general and the energy industry specifically. Now they're free to go and do what they do best. And we're starting to produce more oil. And you're right, we're now a net exporter rather than an importer. So we don't have to be at the mercy of what OPEC is going to decide to do. Also, an excellent long-term strategy.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's just the previous administration and Democrats, for some reason, they see some benefit. I've never seen the benefit in putting a tourniquet on the production levels of this country. I mean, they had a tourniquet on so tight that all the experts said upon the election of Donald Trump that the new, you know, Donald Trump was talking about, you know, visions of a 4% and 5% GDP, and they thought this he was totally, you know, on hallucinogens of some sort to come up with that number, because they determined that the new normal was 2%, and that was well established by Barack Obama.
Yes, that's exactly right. And in about 3 weeks, the first estimate for GDP growth in the second quarter of this year will come out. It will probably be in the 4% to 4.5% range.
It's huge.
And the following quarter will also be in the 4% to 4.5% range, even with the looming trade imbalance and the problems. President Trump is concentrating on economic growth. The prior administration did not have economic growth as a top priority. President Obama was more concerned with curing what he perceived to be social injustices. It's injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice that everybody who needs food stamps doesn't get them. It's injustice that welfare is not available to everybody. It's an injustice that we're not concerned with the environment. So as a result of looking, which are all problems, granted, but the top priority should be economic growth. As a result of what Obama's policies were, he's the first president in history to serve a term without having at least 1 year with at least 3% annual economic growth. As a matter of fact, we haven't had 3% annual growth, economic growth, since 2005.
Yes.
We haven't had 4% economic annual growth since the year 2000. That's the longest period of economic stagnation in U.S. history. Even during the Depression, we had 2 years where economic growth exceeded 3%. So Trump came in and he said, I'm switching this. My top priority is to grow the economy. Once we get growing and everybody's working and incomes are up and tax revenue is up, now we're in a much better position to solve these social problems.
So without a doubt,
to get the economy growth, and he's doing it.
Well, Michael, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the insight. Look forward to having you back. Dr. Michael Busler, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 days until his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and President Trump fires back at critics who say the president's not prepared for that one-on-one meeting. He speaks at a rally in Montana last night.
We're all fine. We're people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that.
However, when it comes to that latter nation, a trade war is officially underway. This morning, the tariffs the president's been promising on $34 billion worth of Chinese products kicked in, and China released a statement immediately saying it will be retaliating, though it hasn't detailed how. In Thailand, a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The Thai diver taking supplies to them when he died of a lack of oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Welcome back. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Lots happening here in the world of finances, and I do want to talk trade tariffs because, boy, it is heating up. But this is the first stage, and not for the faint of heart. But before we do, because we're on the heels of another great holiday here in this country, the 4th of July, let's talk about heroes come first. What's happening here?
Well, if you're considered a hero, and a hero is defined as anything military, veterans or current military, doctors, dentists, EMTs, fire, police, teachers, even clergy, kind of the public servants, I guess you might say, mm-hmm. they can get huge discounts on buying and selling a home or getting a mortgage one way or the other. So on the buying and selling home part, mm-hmm. They actually get a rebate of a quarter of the real estate agent's commission when they buy a home. Or the same, when they sell a home, they get a quarter of the rebate of the commission back that can save mm-hmm. them literally mm-hmm. tens of thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
And then on the mortgage side, they get a cheaper rate on the mortgage, and they get a lower closing costs and appraisals, all the things that kind of go into doing a mortgage these days. They get big discounts. It can be thousands of dollars. That. There is a website that can help people figure this out, which is called heroescomefirst.com. And they've also got a phone number as well, 800-272-5626. And you know, it's nice to be in the airport and say thank you for your service, but
right,
not the same
exactly
as giving them thousands of dollars, which is what happens in the case.
Without a doubt. Now, can somebody get it after the fact? Like, maybe they just closed an escrow, didn't know about this, and then found out here.
No, you have to be dealing with an agent who's kind of enrolled in this particular program. But if you're looking for a house, you go to heroescomefirst.com, and then they'll tell you about what real estate agents in your area would be enrolled in the program, and you go through them to get the rebate of the real estate commission.
Oh, wow, very cool.
And the mortgage, there's several companies out there that do it, but again, that is kind of a central website, the heroescomefirst.com, and refer you to different mortgage companies. And it's not only mortgage companies, it's the escrow companies, the trust. There's just a lot of people involved in a mortgage, and as long as they're enrolled in the program, you can save yourself tons of money right there. I like to give people lots of money, Bill.
You and me both, because we're givers.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and if people haven't figured that out, I mean, let me tell you this. Bill Martinez and Jordan, we are givers. We give to people. And so anything we can pass on to help them, you know, help you save money, make more money, the real estate, idea, investing in that, has just been awesome. And our people
really
have made some great
up
comments. Yeah, it really does.
Really adds up. And you know,
what are we, 8%? Are we talking about 8% still?
That's on the investment side. Yes,
exactly. Right.
That's where you can earn 8%, correct?
Yes,
that's what's called the Secured Real Estate Fund.
Right.
At securedrealestatefunds.com. That's a way of earning 8%
from
commercial real estate projects. That's right.
Right.
So that's on the one side. And then on the borrowing side, mortgage rates have gone up. We're roughly pretty close to 5% now on the 30-year fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So any money you can save by getting a lower rate or lower fees is a good thing. And if you're not a hero, you may know heroes that could be helped by this as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. No, that's great. But again, all baked into the cake and the theme of what we're all about, and that is, you know, to make your day. And, you know, for the first responders, the heroes, like you say, including doctors, dentists,
right,
clergy, public servants, man, that's awesome. That's a great deal. So where can they go? Remind them again where they can go for more information.
The website, again, is heroescomefirst.com. And they have a phone number, 800-272-5626. It's a national program. But you have to see who in your particular area is going to be able to help you with it.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much. So what's going on with the trade tariffs? They've been kicking in. We're in the early stages. We've been warning our audience to say, look, this is not for the faint of heart. You know,
right.
Maybe some might see this as a little bit of a game of chicken.
Both sides are losing it. So on Friday, $34 billion worth of tariffs kicked in on China.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put $34 billion in tariffs on us.
Mm-hmm.
There's already about $13 billion in tariffs from Canada, from Mexico, European Union. Our products are being either not bought at all or their price is going up 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that we import, if you buy stuff that's made in China or Europe, you're going to end up paying more. So it's
right.
Kind of nobody wins these things, Bill. Both sides are losing here. And I think it's only going to intensify more. You're right. It is a game of chicken. And right now, neither side is backing down. In fact, they're escalating it more every day.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is what happens when you negotiate, and it's all hopefully, as many of us are keeping our fingers crossed, that the president will be proved to be a genius on this. I'm willing to bet on him a little bit. I'm not sure how long we can sustain it because, you know, after all, as you say, this is directly affecting people's lives, their bottom line. I mean, you already had Harley Davidson going, hey, look, you know what, we can't even begin to play this game. We understand why you want to do it.
Bikes are costing 25% more in Europe. They're uncompetitive with Kawasaki and Honda and whoever else makes bikes. So they feel they have to move to production there, which would escape the tariffs, the European tariffs.
Right.
And then they get screamed at for doing that. It's a completely logical thing to want to sell your products. And if they're 25% higher than the competition, that's really going to hurt your market share a lot. And this is true. Soybeans is another big one. American pork and all kinds of agricultural products, particularly going to China, that's been our biggest export. 25% tariff on those makes us uneconomic, and they're going to buy from Australia and Canada and Argentina and all kinds of other places. So we're losing sales. And while we're at it, NAFTA's falling apart, too. We're
right.
Just on July 1st, the Mexicans, as I predicted, elected Obrador, who's this kind of far left-wing, socialist, anti-American, kind of a Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro type.
Right. Right. Living right next door.
He's not going to go for NAFTA.
he's not the Mr. Rogers.
Mexican. You think
politics.
It was bad before, you know.
Yes.
Now he takes effect. He goes into office December 1st, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think they're going to make any progress on NAFTA at all. And this is a very much of an anti-American vote on part of Mexico. They don't like being called all the things they've been called, and
mm-hmm.
the walls and all that kind of stuff. So our two biggest trading partners are Mexico and Canada, so
right.
we're getting them both ticked off at us right now.
Yeah, why not? It's equal opportunity. I mean, that's the way we roll.
Well, but, except if you're exporting stuff to Canada or Mexico, you may not be so happy about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, there's no question. It's a little bit of a sting, and you're going, hey, look, let's get over this thing really quick, and you can only hope that it would be expedient, and this is what Trump and his advisors are hoping for.
Yep.
Is that there'll be enough pain there. They'll say, okay, all right, can we talk? Let's
well,
talk
right.
about this.
This is a different kind of negotiation, though, that he's used to. In New York real estate, and you know, you have two elevator manufacturers. You're competing one against another. You know, if you don't like A, you can go to B.
Mm-hmm.
There is no B for China. There is no other Mexico we can go to. It's not like
right.
you got to deal with what's there, basically.
Yeah. And by the same token, there's no other America either.
Exactly.
So,
it's hurting both sides.
Yeah. So this is one of those deals that some have called a self-inflicted wound. And again, we'll see how long we can put up with it before, you know, somebody's foot falls off.
And the stock market's really worried about this. This is,
well, of course.
Without this self-inflicted wound, we would really be rolling here. The stock market has been doing well. Earnings, the tax reform, deregulation, all the stuff's been kicking in really well.
Mm-hmm.
And unemployment going down, it's all been working. And this is a self-inflicted wound. And without it, we'd have much, much more momentum. And it's just very uncertain to how this is all going to work out and what the supply chains are and what prices are going to be and
mm-hmm.
are your products going to be banned. I mean, it's just added a whole level of uncertainty we didn't need.
Yeah, and like you say, a lot of us are, a lot of us are hoping and burning novena candles that, there's going to be a positive out of all this, right?
Well, you're right. If it works, if somebody backs down, Trump will look like a genius.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
But we haven't seen that yet. Every mm-hmm. time we've ramped up this, you know, these tariffs, $34 billion on China last Friday, they do $34 billion right back. So mm-hmm. nobody's backing down. And when they went to the G7, remember, in Canada, and they had this kind of blow up there, and Trudeau, you know, said some things that weren't so great, and then the entire country of Canada, right and left, united behind Trudeau and saying, we're not going to get bullied here. So
right.
the technique so far hasn't been working. Maybe it will, but so far it has not.
We'll see how it goes on the long play, but it could be a little bit of time here. And but like most of us, I think we're hoping that, yes, this brings them to the table sooner than later. More sooner, always better.
Always better.
Certainly for the faint of heart. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Jordan, where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Love to take emails from you folks. Get them all the time, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Orthodermatologics, the makers of Cilique Brodalumab Injection. For over 25 years, Jane Nastasi searched for the right treatment for her plaque psoriasis, a chronic non-contagious skin disease that caused her embarrassment and forced her to wear clothing that exposed little skin, even during the summer.
After trying many treatments, Jane's dermatologist suggested she try Cilique Brodalumab Injection, a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections or pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, treatment using ultraviolet light treatment, and to have tried other systemic therapies that didn't work or stopped working. It's not known whether Cilique is safe and effective in children. Cilique works differently than other psoriasis treatments by blocking a specific group of proteins at the site of inflammation. Patients often try a variety of treatments before finding one that works, or sometimes a treatment works for a while and then stops. Since being treated with Cilique, Jane's skin is almost cleared.
I spent years uncomfortable in my own skin. Cilique changed that for me. I hope others with this condition will talk to their doctor about available treatment options to find what works best for them.
Cilique Brodalumab Injection is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from injections, pills, systemic therapy, or phototherapy, and who have tried another systemic therapy that didn't work or stopped working. Do not take Cilique if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Tell your doctor if you have a history of suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, or mood problems, or if you start to have these, as suicidal thoughts and behavior have occurred in patients treated with Cilique. Cilique may lower your ability to fight infections and may increase your risk of infection. Before starting Cilique, your doctor should test for tuberculosis.
tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or have symptoms of infection, such as fever, fatigue, cough, or any type of sores, or if you plan to receive or have recently received a vaccine. If you have Crohn's disease, do not use Salique, as symptoms may worsen. Talk to your doctor about additional safety information and to see if Salique is an option for you. For full prescribing information, including medication guides, please visit www.salique.com or call Salique Solutions at 1-855-RX-SALIQUE, 1-855-797-4547, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Pat Goodell joins us. Yes, the Democratic strategist and consultant, here to get his insight on everything that involves the Democrats. Pat, always good to have you and your insight here on the show to give us some balance. How are you, sir?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I mentioned, I meant this sincerely. I really appreciate, you know, the times that you've been on, because you've been able to give us a balanced perspective. And I think that you and I share the idea that we need everybody on deck to take care of the problems of the country. This isn't a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's an us kind of thing. And we need all able-bodied citizens to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is, you know, what is the old slogan? Now's the time for every good man to come to the aid of his country, you know?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
That's the sentiment.
Yeah. Well, Pat, that being said, how can we get both sides together and do something? You know, I mean, this lack of civility that keeps cycling back, you know, whether it, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a Democratic president or Republican president, but it just seems like maybe because we're just living it right now, it's easy for us to say this is the worst I've ever seen it. I don't know.
Well, I think in terms of incivility, I think we've had other times where the country's been divided in my lifetime. You know, the Vietnam War was pretty bad and so forth. But on the question of civility, I've never seen anything like this where people are out doing things and saying things to each other where they treat their fellow Americans not as someone they need to convince or, you know, debate with or argue with, but most of all, respect. Mm-hmm. But they see them as an enemy. As Robert Kennedy said in his great speech in Cleveland the day after Martin Luther King's assassination, you know, he made a point that when you when you view somebody as not a citizen, but somebody who is a threat to what you
right.
believe,
mm-hmm.
then you begin to treat them not as a citizen, a fellow American, but as an enemy to be crushed and suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is literally what we have going on right now. The extremists have taken over on both sides. You know, if I could shut Twitter down, I would, in the mm-hmm. national interest. You know, it's not possible, but I mean, that's how bad I think it is. Mm-hmm. Where people just, the expression of hatred and vituperance toward people who are at least decent human beings, even if they disagree with you.
Exactly.
So we're not doing it that way. We are viewing it as, you know, this is an enemy that I need to suppress, and that is tearing this country apart. It is heightened by the fact that our partisan parties are so partisan and so interested in winning the political moment,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the news cycle, if you
exactly.
will.
Exactly. Right.
And that they don't, and then we have a mainstream media, much of which thinks it has no more rules about how it deals with presidents or anything else. It is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very dangerous to the country, and I believe it is it is something that most Americans really abhor.
Yeah, they do.
They don't want to be in this position. I thought about it yesterday, the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could see people all over the country. I saw the fireworks stuff on TV, marched in New York. I mean, all the Americans looked like, boy, everybody seemed to be together.
Exactly.
Except if you ignore the takeover of the Statue of Liberty by a handful of people who decided that Americans who are going out to celebrate the Statue of Liberty shouldn't have the right to do that, you know. But that was the only sour note I saw. So my question is, you know, a nation on the 4th of July comes together not around partisan politics or anything else. We come around about the fundamental greatness of America to be a free country.
Right.
To be a correctable country, but we need to start with the basic idea, as Lewis Latham once wrote, you know, that we treat our fellow Americans respect for the single decent, simple reason that they deserve to be treated respect. There's nothing more simply than they are a fellow American.
Exactly.
We need to return to this.
Yeah.
It is frightening.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I want people to really grab a hold of what you just said, Pat, because that is it. At the end of the day, we are all Americans, and what we celebrated on the 4th of July are American ideals, and those ideals are what have made this country so exceptional. I'm sorry for some people who take exception to that, but when you consider our history, which is rich with success and victories, and yes, it's rich with human foibles because that's who we are, but after everything is said and done, this is what pulls us together. This is why other people want to come to this country, because they want to be a part of American history. And we're tearing it down at the same time, and look at the effect that it's having all the way down the line, whether it's the body politic, it's in our families, it's corrupting everything that has to do with, I believe, the critical structure of the American way of life.
You know, we are not as divided. If you look at polling I've seen or done or others, you know, on big things, we're pretty much together, much more together than you would think.
Yes.
The way our politics and our media operate.
Right.
And that is important. Also, we need to use the word you just said. We are an exceptional country.
Mm-hmm.
This country was founded as much as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this country was. Not as, you know, it wasn't because we were here, we had all these traditions or whatever. We created something that left from the mind of, some historians have said, from the mind of the American people themselves.
Exactly.
And it was change the world. It changed mankind and the history of the world. And yes, we've had our problems, but it has made us a place, as I like to say, from which everyone from everywhere has come to create a race of people more unique from every place from which we came. That is the genius of America. And to lose that, remember, we are not you know, the things that don't unify us, race, religion, ethnic background, those things, all divide us. What unites us is a commitment to an idea.
Exactly.
And to a belief. And that, you kill that, and you, this country will come apart. It'll make the Balkans look like nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right, Pat. You know, and you mentioned earlier Twitter. I think the media has some responsibility here. I would urge the media to, you know, tap it down. Look, we need good reporting. That is required, and our founding fathers understood it historically and empirically. Every citizen in this country, you know, we herald and we love investigative news. We love what the media does in documenting history when it does the thing that it was designed to accomplish. That's awesome. Even our leaders, but, you know, the leaders need to, you know, get a grip on this stuff because, you know, are you adding or taking away from this idea? That's my question to Donald Trump or to Maxine Waters or anybody.
That's a great question.
Right?
That is a great comment, Bill. Mm-hmm. Are you adding or subtracting from what the country is by what you're doing? And that is, I think, you're right. That ought to be the question every leader and every American should ask. You know, well, if I'm going to get up and call the president a racist, just as a, you know, obvious, convinced racist, is that helping or hurting? If the president does a tweet, does that help or hurt? It's everywhere.
Exactly.
We've got to back down from these ideas that we are all knowing and all right and everyone else is evil. Because that's what we're beginning to do, is fellow Americans are looking at each other saying, you're evil.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're evil, I have a right to destroy you.
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
And now we start getting and broaching into things that we have read about in Germany, World War II, and in other countries where if you're looked at as less than, then you're disposable. And, you know,
right.
that is not the ideal of America or the American way of life. Pat, I appreciate you coming on. I really needed to hear your heart, and our audience did too, about this. And I think the big takeaway here for people to hold on to, besides adding or taking away from the proposition here of what's going to really make America greater, is that, you know, after everything is said and done, we agree, probably, and I look at the polling as well, and I'm saying, but there's lots of agreement here. I mean, for a minor parts of disagreement, we got a lot of fussing going on, and we are really doing some detriment here.
Yeah, well, let me give you an example of that, because it's now going to become very relevant next week and everything else. Abortion, you know? Mm. We have, I've said, the consensus of the American people on this is quite interesting. You have a vast majority who believes abortion is immoral, and then you have generally a plurality who believe that you know, as bad as that is, that it's better for the, you know, not to roll back or change a woman's right to choose. Now, there are a lot of moral things in this, but I'm saying people can hold joint views. One of them is, and one of the dangers I see, and I happen to think Roe versus Wade was one of the worst decided cases in terms of the law and reading what legal scholars left and right said, and gave us a system much worse than anything that goes on in Europe or most of the rest of the world. But, you know, we need to remember, and this is what I hope others will also remember, you know, we have only, you know, our battles in America about expanding rights, not contracting them.
Mm.
You cannot take back from people what you have given, really, because that's the way, you know, we did it twice. We've had this in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Once with the Fugitive Slave Act, and the court's decision, which... you know, that we know how that, what that.
Right, exactly. Pat, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yep.
Pat Caddell, thank you.
My pleasure.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs symptoms was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.